Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Here's the Wild Rockies Earth First update. The days are getting warmer and longer here in western Montana, which we in the Earth are grateful for. This is a critical time of the year when the streams are running strong and the soil is moist and easily destroyed. Because of spring thaw, the Forest Service and their logging goons have been forced to stop work for a short window of time, but just because they're on vacation doesn't mean we are. We are keeping busy monitoring, taking the public to view the destruction that has already happened, and preparing for the return of the chainsaws and tractors. The Spring Action Camp was a great success, with many people coming out to learn the skills used to stop ecocide. Many thanks to all who did come out, helped, and shared skills. If you want to come out to a training camp but couldn't make it, don't worry. We'll have plenty of opportunity to learn, teach, and share at the Northwest Regional Rendezvous happening Memorial Day weekend, May 23rd to the 28th in the Bitterroot Valley. This location was chosen due to the huge salvage scam the Forest Service is enacting here. Food will be provided by Seeds of Peace, but please bring bulk food donations if you have the means. Please contact us for more info. Remember, May in the Northern Rockies doesn't always mean warm, so bring warm clothes and sleeping gear, too. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or rants, contact Wild Rockies Earth First, P.O. Box 1742, Missoula, Montana, 59806. That's Wild Rockies Earth First, P.O. Box 1742, Missoula, Montana, 59806, or give them a call, 406-549-8863. That's 406-549-8863. Court upholds species deadline. In a victory for environmentalists, the Federal Appeals Court has ruled the government must determine within a year whether petitions seeking the listing of a species as endangered or threatened are warranted. Under the Endangered Species Act, the Fish and Wildlife Service must make an initial finding on such petitions within 90 days if practicable, and a final finding within 12 months. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that those deadlines are firm, effectively reversing a lower court decision that said the service could make the initial finding at any time. The decision could affect the speed with which species facing extinction get protection. The appeal stemmed from petitions filed in 1995, 97, and 98 to get the Spalding's catch fly and the California population of the mountain yellow-legged frog, central basin red band trout, and the yellow-billed cuckoo listed as endangered species. Roadless alert. Last summer, a wildfire swept through part of Duncan Canyon in the Tahoe National Forest in California, leaving large areas completely burned and other areas with little damage. As a result, the Forest Service has begun to create a restoration plan. Among other actions, the Forest Service is proposing to use commercial helicopter logging to remove large fire-killed trees from over 1,000 acres in the Duncan Canyon roadless area. The rationale for this action is purely to obtain revenue to use to restore the forest. This project is in clear violation of the roadless rule. The Tahoe National Forest east of Sacramento and west of Lake Tahoe has the second lowest percentage of designated wilderness in all 17 California national forests. Most of the wilderness remnants left in the Tahoe area are found within the remaining roadless areas. Duncan Canyon roadless area is one of the area's jewels. Blessed with ancient forests and numerous rare old-growth dependent species, including California spotted owl and northern goshawk, the area is also suitable habitat for Pacific fisher and American pine marten. If you'd like more information, contact Ed. He's with the Sierra Foothills Audubon Society, 916-652-7315. That's Ed at the Sierra Foothills Audubon Society, 916-652-7315. And we thank American Lands for that update. You can contact them at their webpage, www.americanlands.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the